low pay worse and staffing crisis. James Leach, York Socialist Party. I've just started a postgraduate degree. From April until September I was working on a government-funded Kickstart scheme. None of the companies on the scheme have to pay any of the wages for the workers they hire. All the contracts are 25 hours at the national minimum wage, £8.91 an hour, if you're over 22, and a lot less if you're younger. I was working for Jude's Pharmacy, a national chain. In my branch, all the other employees, other than the pharmacist themselves, were apprentices. The only people I was ever aware of in other branches were apprentices. They were paid the apprentice minimum wage of £4.30 an hour. Other than low pay, a major issue was the lack of cover for staff. During COVID, with lots of sickness absence and self-isolating, there was never enough staff to cover. This meant having to cover shifts at the drop of a hat, and going through the rigmarole of sending off forms to prove that you have done overtime. The only alternative was to risk the pharmacy being understaffed, which in a healthcare situation is dangerous, as it means people don't get their medication. This is explicitly because the company was unwilling to pay for adequate staffing. Being on the minimum wage meant I have not been able to save ahead of studying to help with rent and tuition fees. I'm planning to try to get a part-time job as well as completing full-time studies. Two-thirds of students work around their studies, because most students can't afford to pay rent and fees with just a student loan and maintenance grant. Raising the minimum wage to a living wage of £15 an hour would make a fundamental difference. It would go a long way towards giving young people security. As well, there needs to be an end to fire and rehire and the institutionalization of insecure work. This is essential to secure a decent future for young people.